Hello, everybody, and welcome to the UK Money Podcast. That's right, the UK Money Podcast, not the hedge. Today, I'm going to explain exactly what's going on, exactly why I'm back, where I've been, all that sort of stuff. And hopefully you will stick around and bear with me. It's been a while. It's been over a year since I last recorded an episode of the show. And today, I just wanted to give you a bit of an update of what's been going on and tell you what's to come for the UK Money Podcast. Because to be honest, I've really missed doing this. And, you know, when I first started the show back in 2020, it was all about providing personal financial information, advice, details, talking through what's happening in the news, explaining different ways to improve your own personal financial management, talking through how different products work, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, over time, I think I got a little bit influenced, distracted by like podcasting in general, right? And if you've listened to all the sort of past episodes of the show, you'll know that I kind of decided to broaden that spectrum or that remit out. I started to bring guests on, and I think you'd probably would have realized or noticed that things got a bit muddy. It was pretty clear I didn't know exactly what I wanted the show to be. And I think kind of a consequence of that is I was always trying to do everything. I was trying to look at lots of different ways to expand the show and look into growth hacks and, you know, bringing on new channels of social channels and all that kind of stuff. And the end result of all that is I got really burnt out. I didn't have a really clear direction of where I was trying to get to. I was like a headless chicken running around just trying to look at the new shiny thing to do. And so that's really why the show kind of fell by the wayside. And I think as a result, the quality of the show definitely dropped. Like, I'll be honest, I don't think that over time the show improved. I think it actually got worse. And so it was really, really hard to continue on that. And that's sort of why I fell off the bandwagon a little bit. Now, on the flip side of that, I love doing this show. I love being able to record something that people got value from. I loved hearing from listeners of the show telling me that it had helped them and, seeing reviews of the show, you know, saying that it was valuable and all that sort of stuff. So sort of had a bit of time away now. I've been doing plenty of other different things, but decided that this is definitely something that adds a lot of value to my life. And when it was the UK Money Podcast, I feel like it was adding a lot of value to other people's lives as well. Now, combined with that is the fact that there's obviously a ton of stuff going on in the finance world, the personal finance world, especially with an election coming up this year. There's going to be a lot of changes, I think, a lot of new aspects of tax wrappers, rules, regulations, all that kind of stuff for us to get our heads around. And so I think this is a really good time to be jumping back in and hopefully providing a lot of value to you guys. So what I can offer you going forward. Look, I know if you're listening to this and it's been a while, you may be skeptical about whether you wanted to take the time. But I'm going to keep this show, like I say, back to its roots. It's going to be anywhere from sort of 10 minutes up to half an hour every week, talking through things that are happening in personal finance that affect people in the UK. Now, most of the time, that's going to be very UK specific, but sometimes maybe I'll talk about things that are more broad, like, I don't know, if there's something crazy going on with a particular stock that everybody's talking about, that sort of thing. But broadly speaking, this is going to be a way for you to catch up on what's happening in the world of personal finance, get little tips and tricks that'll help you manage your money better. Because if there's anything that we all need now, it's ways that we can make our pound stretch further, make sure we're taking advantage of all the all the tax breaks that are out there, making sure that the investments, the pensions that we have are being invested the right way, so that hopefully we can one day retire. Part of that is going to be every week, me looking at what's happening in the news, me looking at any changes that have been made and giving you my thoughts on it. But of course, as I've always said, the one thing that will not change is that I would really love the show to be driven by your questions. You know, at the end of the day, you're the listeners to the show. You're the ones giving up your time to hear what I have to say. And I want to make sure that I'm giving you the content and answering the questions that you have. So again, in the essence of keeping things very, very simple, it is just, if you want to contact me, it's just jason@jasonmountford.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to answer your questions that you might have on the show. And I don't think I said at the start, but bringing back the old name, I think is really, really important as well. You know, I think the Hedge again, I like the ethos around it, but I think it goes away from what the core of this show, what I want this show to be, which is simply about providing UK money guidance and advice. So look, really, really happy if you've listened throughout, if you listen to the last 5 minutes, I'm glad you stuck around. I hope you'll stick with me. And I'm really looking forward to the next iteration, going back to the roots of the show. Thanks, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.